Hello, people. Welcome to Shut Up and Listen, episode 37. I am Jeff.
I'm Brandon.
It's been a while.
Sure has.
But we're back.
Still sexy.
Fuck yeah.
Sexy never left.
That's true.
I think we've gotten sexier, maybe. At least I have, I think.
I have. My dick's gotten bigger.
Yeah, because you tug on it way too much. It's swelled. It's not like...
It's just longer.
It needs medical attention.
It's true.
We'll get... maybe we'll get Cordell to do a thorough exam of it. I'm sure you'd enjoy that.
He wouldn't even wear rubber gloves.
Probably not.
All right. So, let's start this off with... What are you drinking on tonight?
Going easy with a Cherry Coke Zero tonight. I really wanted some coffee. And, you know, it's what? 20 degrees outside?
Right.
Ridiculous. And so, I had to stop at a Quick Trip to put some air in one of my tires. I got a... roofing nail stuck in it. Thanks, work. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to run and get some coffee. It's so cold. It sounds perfect to drink. They have, what, 7 or 8 different coffee things? Every one of them was empty.
You've got to be kidding me.
Every one of them was empty. Yeah, that's exactly what I said. You got to be kidding me. So I grabbed a Coke, Cherry Coke Zero instead. So, woohoo. Nothing like a cool, crisp Coca-Cola on a 20-degree night.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, we are... I don't know if this is new studio or temporary.
Temporary.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Are you ace? Yeah. Temporary?
Yeah, for our Asian viewers.
Anyway, we are recording from a different location.
Yeah, it's just been a mess. It's been a mess trying to deal with this association, trying to get my place fixed. And they actually went through and they did some repairs. By repairs, I mean they just covered over stuff, and then things started happening again. I think they fixed the roof. But a couple of things they did not fix. They just kind of painted over them.
So are you going to take pictures and whatever?
I've been taking pictures and videos and this and that.
Take them to Judge Judy.
I'm probably going to fix it myself, and then whatever bill I rack up, I'm just going to sue them for it. So go to small claims court, whatever, get my money.
You know, I...
probably break some heads.
I saw some deal that was saying what different people made, and Judge Judy makes like $30 million a year.
She's one of the highest paid TV people. So good times. I should have done that.
If I got paid to be a dick, man,
yeah, I know.
I'd be a millionaire.
I know. I kind of want to go watch that show live.
It'd be funny.
So yeah, I'm still dealing with that. Still dealing with the stupid association president. It's funny, we were over there looking at this thing. They were supposed to replace a door, but instead they just replaced like this part, this piece.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
And this is on the upstairs balcony, so it's on the third level.
Right.
And they did such a poor job that the door won't actually close. Like, you can close and latch so it doesn't fly open, but you can actually move it. And so you can stick your fingers through the door jam and outside. And they nailed this back on, but they didn't caulk it or paint it. And there was drywall chunks out. And so the president looks at it and he's like, looks like someone tried to break in. I said, no, that's just poor workmanship. He said, no, it looks like someone tried to break in. So what you're saying is someone got a 3-story ladder in the middle of the night, put it up on the balcony, climbed up there, tried to kick the door in a couple times. It didn't work. So they climb back down. All this without anyone, you know, thinking, wonder what's going on there.
Right.
So they came back and fixed that. I mean, the door still swings and you can still put your fingers out, but they painted it. So yeah, it's just dealing with stuff like that. It sucks.
Sounds like they suck, and not in the good way.
No. They're all idiots. Pretty sure they stole my mountain bike out of my condo. It's nowhere to be found. So, and then of course the whole issue of, my storage unit that had most of my furniture, sound equipment, stuff like that, got broken into and just trashed and a lot of things taken. So I'm in the middle of a claim for that too. So I just got all sorts of good stuff going on.
Want me to be a character witness?
Yes, please.
I'd be like, listen here, Judge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Besides those pleasantries, what do you have for tonight?
Nothing much. Just some random things and events that have happened besides those two. So.
Okay.
Nothing really, you know, just stuff.
I'm just going to list these off, and you tell me which two you want to do.
Okay.
Open letter about gun people, girl named Kirsten, this girl named Misty, tall peckerwood, flat-billed hats, refugees, Jolly Green Giant number 2, I should probably do that one.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah. All right.
And Dear Mexican Cleaning Guy.
Awesome. Are either Kirsten or Misty attractive?
No.
Okay. All right.
You'll probably like the Mexican one.
All right. Let's do that one in the Jolly Green Giant number two.
Number two. Okay. And then I've got...
Poop.
Then I've got Grind My Gears. So do you want me to do Grind My Gears or an open letter?
Go ahead and do one open letter now.
Which one?
We'll kind of bookend the whole thing with open letter. Do Jolly Green Giant.
This is called Jolly Green Giant number two. Guess who's back? That's right. Your worst fucking nightmare. You look like Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy. Your breath smells like cum and ball sweat. Your roommate grabs you by the feet and you suck, making you the best vacuum ever. You dunked a 15-foot goal. You still couldn't make the WNBA. You went camping and were mistaken for a wildebeest. The abominable snowman wanted to hook up with you, but you wouldn't because he was white. If you were in the caveman days, you'd club a motherfucker in the head and take him to your cave. You rode a brontosaurus and your feet were dragging. You've never gagged in your life. You could suck a tennis ball through a water hose. Your hands are so big you could jack off Shaquille O'Neal and play with his balls at the same time. If you were on a street corner with a cardboard sign because you were homeless, it would say, "I will suck penis for money, or free if you want." A happy ending with you is swallow and leave without talking. If there isn't anybody around, you suck a dildo off. It takes you 10 minutes to fall down. Your favorite position is dick in the mouth while your ears are being pulled forward. Your knees have calluses on them. Your nickname is Hoover. Your toothbrush runs from your mouth. You give oral to Red Rockets. This is Jeff signing off with a fuck you.
Oh, man. That was harsh.
Yeah. Go big or go home, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So are you going to buy a lottery ticket?
I want to now.
Yeah, I'm probably going to buy a couple.
Just because.
Yeah. What would be the first thing you bought if you won? I think the cash value is going to estimate at like $800 million, so you'd probably take like $600 million of that.
I don't know, but real quick, did you see that guy they asked that?
Yeah, a bunch of hookers and cocaine. Yeah, fantastic.
You know what? I'd probably buy my brother's family a new house.
There you go, yeah.
And I'd put money for Dakota and Braden for college. I'd pay for Kendall's college. He's going through it.
Mm-hmm.
Pay for whatever Taylor needs. I'd give my parents just $100 million and be like, we're good, right?
Yeah. There you go.
Then I'd buy a house for myself in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd probably buy a lot of guns.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
That's just to start it off.
Well, goodness. That's better than what I would do. I would definitely buy hookers, but I would go to like Eastern Europe and buy them. Not here in America.
Just be careful. Some of theirs are supposed to be have a wiener.
No, I didn't say I was going to the Philippines or Thailand. I said I'm just going to go like to, I don't know.
I want to go to Russia. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, Ukraine. I don't want her to speak English. If she looks legal, then, you know, there you go.
I don't think they care there.
Yeah, I know. I have to have some sort of clear conscience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I might buy a couple. What is it, Wednesday, I guess? Wednesday's the drawing.
I'm telling you, man. Recently, and I've always thought they were hot, but recently I'm really into Russian chicks. They're just sexy.
Yeah. Yeah, they sure are. And they're weird over there, so you know, who knows what could happen.
They might lick your taint.
They probably would.
If I had $600 million, they better.
Well, yes, I lick taint very good, yes.
Gross.
I think that's how they talk over there.
And I'd be like, no kissing on the mouth. Especially if you lick my taint.
Oh, wow. Tastes like vodka, yes.
They do like some vodka.
They do. So do I. Oh, so do I. I haven't had any vodka in a while. That was one of the funny things. You know, I open up my storage unit. I look in. I notice something's weird, you know. Doesn't sink in at first. Then I realized everything's been destroyed and or sifted through or taken or whatever. My first thought was all my wine. I'm like, crap, because I had a bunch of bottles of wine, and then like four bottles of vodka, 21-year-old scotch.
All gone?
Nope, they left it there. They must have not been drinkers. Do some grind my gears. Grind some of those gears.
You ready?
I'm ready.
No rhyming anymore.
I'm ready. Sorry. That was my prostitute sound.
Bedhead, ass tickles, car problems.
Wait, giving them or getting them?
Either.
Okay.
Females with female problems, jacking off for a long time, but getting nothing but sweaty and blue balls.
Yeah.
Being tired, my stupid phone, work, black licorice.
Yeah.
Icy hot, yellow poles in parking lots, FarmersOnly.com commercials, gun control, taint sweat, Alaska, armadillos, Burger King, hats that are too tight, socks that roll down past your ankles into your shoe.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Waiting in line, Maggie from The Simpsons, The Notebook, dust, coughing, and chicks that have hairy pussies.
Oh, yeah. Man, remember that was when that was a thing?
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Ah, those are some good grandma gears. I agreed with most of those.
So, you see right here?
Yeah.
That, it was way worse a few days ago when I hit that yellow pole in Walmart.
Man, how fast was it moving?
About 25.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
But the visor, because I didn't have my seatbelt on.
Naturally, yeah.
So I got a rug burn on my head.
It's a weird place to get rug burn, but...
Yeah.
Hey, you know, did your airbag deploy?
No.
Oh.
And then my neck still probably should go to a chiropractor.
Maybe. You probably see that pole too. Show up to court with a neck brace on.
Be like, yeah, I'm suing you. Well, what's funny is I didn't, when I text you about that, I didn't tell you the whole story.
No, I just got the abridged version.
Okay, so there's this lady that's out there, like walking in, and you know, when I hit it, I'd look over and she's like,
nice. Right?
So I drive off to check the damage.
Mm-hmm.
And I look back and there's just people coming out from Walmart. Like, I guess she told them.
Nice.
And they're all just staring.
Nice. At the pole?
At me.
At you? Yeah.
So I give them the old...
Naturally, yeah.
I give them the old freedom finger.
Yeah. The double freedom rocket. Well, yeah. That was just a single freedom rocket.
Yeah.
So...
And then drove off. Went to a different Walmart.
Did you hit any poles at that one?
Not that I remember.
Okay. Well,
I might have, but I must have got a concussion.
Yeah, from the first one. Yeah, that's true. That's exciting. I haven't hit any poles lately, so...
That's the first accident wreck I've ever been in my life.
Nice. Congratulations. So, I've been in two. One was my fault. The other one wasn't. So
that pole popped my cherry.
I bet it did.
Yeah, it did.
Speaking of poles, I'm going to ask you a couple questions. How many penises have you played with your entire life?
27.
27. Out of those 27, how many did you really enjoy?
26.
Okay. 26, that's pretty good. That's, I don't know, 26 out of 27%, so, right?
Yeah.
I can't do math. How about vaginas?
28.
How many did you enjoy?
28.
Ooh. So you narrowly escaped being gay.
No, I consider myself greedy.
Okay, I gotcha. See, I mean, the statistics for me is I've only ever played with one penis my entire life, but I enjoyed it, which is a 100% enjoyment rate. But I've only enjoyed about 60% of the vaginas I've been in, so I think I might be gay. I mean, statistically.
You're right.
100% versus 60%.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
I'm only gay for hot chicks, though.
Chicks like gay dudes.
I was explaining to a girl the other day. Remember Big Rich?
Yes.
Yeah. It was his birthday, so I hadn't seen him since last year on his birthday. I just show up on his birthday. So we went out, and one of his old roommates, a girl, I don't even remember what started the conversation, but me and her boyfriend were explaining what I call the waft, where you do the
yeah.
And she's just like, I can't believe that. She's like, now I'm going through and trying to remember if I ever noticed a guy doing that. It was pretty entertaining.
Really?
Yeah. What it was is she's like, she made the comment, and again, I don't remember even how this started. She's like, I don't think I couldn't be a lesbian or a dude because I'd hate to have to go down on a girl. She's like, it just doesn't seem like that would be a good thing, or you don't know what you're getting into. And that's when I was like, well, there are techniques. So it was funny. It was like... Long kept secret had just been revealed and she couldn't handle it.
And that's an excuse for guys. Well, this girl said she wouldn't do it if she was a dude, so why won't he?
Well, that's what I said. If it's kind of like, you know, and the girl's still insistent, what you do is you stick it under her nose. When she does this, like, see, I ain't going down there.
That made me laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, good times.
All right. Well, I only got That one open letter, that's all I got. So if you've got something else.
I've started, you know, I'm not big into face space, but I got on the other day and one of my coworkers, Randy, who's, I don't know how old he is. He's 40 something, but he's a kid. He is a child and it's just, he's a lot of fun. So I sent him a friend request and he accepted it. And I'm going to start taking once a day, taking a picture of him at work and posting it on his own wall. Which is the caption that says hi. Just a random candid picture. I'm thinking he's going to defriend me by Thursday. So, but you know, it just seemed like it'd be a fun thing to do.
Right. Why not? Sounds good to me.
I told him, I was like, man, I hope you don't regret that. Mm. Cherry Coke Zero. Calorie free, sugar free. It seemed like there was one more thing I was going to mention. Oh, Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Did Santa come by?
He did, but not with the naughty list.
Damn it, Santa. Yeah, I didn't get any of the numbers for the girls from the naughty list.
Yeah.
Once again this year. Yeah, he came by. We were joking. I have a cousin who's a freshman in high school, and she still does the Santa tracker thing. It's, what?
Serious, or she knows?
Oh, I don't, it sounds serious. It sounds so serious. I just like, I don't understand. I mean, I think I was 4 when I stopped believing in Santa Claus, but oh well, yeah. Pretty funny. Christmas came and went. I spent way too much money for Christmas.
Man, me too.
It's ridiculous. Next year, I'm going to hand make everything.
I'm going to just cut down sticks from a tree and be like, here's some firewood.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe I'll go thrift store shopping next year.
It's a good idea.
Here's one sock.
Don't mind the stains on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the fact that it can stand up
by itself.
By itself. I didn't get that at the thrift store. I got that out of my...
And then you can follow that by don't ask.
Exactly, yeah. Don't smell it either. Cool.
All right, you want me to do my final?
Do that flipping letter.
All right.
That flipping gosh darn.
It's about the Mexican guy that cleans at my place of employment.
Olé. Is there just one?
No, there's a couple, but this one specifically.
Okay. Does he have a mustache?
No.
What?
I know.
He doesn't have a mustache? All right, I already don't like this guy.
All right, here we go. Dear Mexican cleaning guy, you have long hair that's shaved on the sides, and you always wear a death metal shirt from Mexico or some shit. You don't say a word in English or Spanish to anyone as well. You don't make eye contact. It's like you're planning on killing all whiteys. You're the type that would stab a motherfucker and then do a line of coke off their forehead while they bleed out. Immigration services are scared to deport you. Mexico doesn't want you back. You're the definition of what Donald Trump once done. I want to hit you in the face for all your stupid hair. Your cleaning skills are lacking. I had sexual relations with your mother. You know, putting the burrito in the taco. Your dad mows my lawn. You can't even make a quesadilla. Mexican females won't fuck you because of your Spanish right-sized dick. Before you clean, you inject cocaine straight into your butthole. This is Jeff signing off with a taco burrito. Fuck yourself.
Man. Yeah, is it irony that he's not going to understand that? So we probably won't take offense to any of that.
I hope he doesn't. Motherfucker will stab me and do a line of coke.
Does he wear like a button-up shirt, but only the top button is buttoned?
No, he wears death metal shirts.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I thought maybe he could wear like his death metal shirt, but what does Mexican death metal sound like?
I'm not even going to
Ole, 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 ole. I don't know. I don't even know what American death metal sounds like. only Dutch or, is it Finland? Finland? Yeah. Those are the only death metal bands I know.
All right.
Good times. That was a very good open letter. Both of those were good ones.
I think the first one was probably better.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Maybe next time we'll do the one about the chicks. I always like the open letters of people you know, because I always want to meet those people.
Actually, the person I talk about there doesn't work at my place of employment anymore, just a different location.
Gotcha.
And the other two have been fired.
Oh, well.
One of them is a crack whore. I can't wait to do hers.
Nice. I should get her number just for reference. I do like me some crack whore.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
I mean, she's about as skinny as this cable.
Oh, nice. Yeah, well,
she can still inject meth, though.
She's got something running through there. Oh, good times. Oh, one day I'll meet one of these people. So
yeah,
that you read about.
All right. Well, tell people about us.
Yeah, that was it. Donate money to the Brandon Needs Legal Fees account fund.
We can sell crack or meth. Meth, yeah. Meth is apparently the new drug.
Apparently so, yeah. Or children. I would be willing to sell children.
Sperm.
We were talking at lunch today about the lottery, and I said if I win, you know, I'm just going to buy a bunch of land and start rescuing dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'd have a motorcycle track out there. And my mom was like, you could foster kids, and they could help you out. And I'm like, Mom, are you saying I should start a plantation? I should just get a bunch of kids and put them to work?
Take care of the dogs. I'm going to go ride my motorcycle.
Yeah. Here, you cut the grass. You take care of the dogs. Yeah, I was like, I don't think you thought that through before you said that.
Indeed.
Oh, well. I mean, I like the idea. It's a good idea.
All right.
We'll see what happens.
Like our Facebook page. Tell people about us. Hey, we're back. We are fucking back.
In black. That's all I got.
Remember, you are one chloroform smell away from waking up in the woods with a sore asshole.
That's right. And 90% of the hands you shake have probably been used for masturbation recently. And also, if you get blood from a blood donor, it's very possible it was in a boner once.
All right. Later.
See ya.